try again. Our call to worship. The people walking in darkness have seen a great light. On those living in the land of deep darkness, a light has dawned. For to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders. And he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. A very warm welcome to our service this morning, and a Merry Christmas to all. Thank you. It's absolutely wonderful to be here on this joyous morning where we celebrate the birth of the Lord Jesus Christ, the light that was revealed to us today. I'm going to invite us now for us to sing our first hymn, and that will be the First Noel. And I want us to lift the ceiling or lift the roof. So just give it everything, because it's a joyous occasion where we celebrate life and a wee baby that revealed God's will to us. So let's sing our first hymn, the First Noel. let's approach God in prayer. Let us pray together. How silently the wondrous gift is given. Lord, thank you that we could have lit the candles this morning. Lighting the candles, reminding us of you breaking into darkness, your light being revealed to us in a wee baby. God, you have imparted to us a blessing from heaven. As we approach you in minds and hearts, may we experience your holiness and blessing. May this season be a time for new beginnings, and may we find room in our lives and in our hearts for you, O Lord. Lord Jesus, we humbly approach, asking that you will forgive us when we forget. In the midst of all our Christmas presents, that you are the most important gift. Forgive us in the midst of all our busyness, that you are the Word made flesh. Forgive us in the midst of all our anxiety and conflicts, that you are the Prince of Peace. Forgive us in the midst of all our darkness, that you are the light of the world. Lord, forgive us in the midst of every moment where we forget about you, that you, Lord, are the Emmanuel, God with us. We become now silent, Lord, to receive your comfort and that deep and warm sense of your forgiveness. All glory to you, O God. From the beginning until this moment, you have shown your love. You have shown your love to us. In Jesus, the Word has become flesh and is still present with us at this very moment. Hallelujah, hallelujah. For your child was born, O Lord, revealing your love and word to us. With a thankful heart, we honor you for your love and your revelation. We pray this all in the name of your Son. We pray now together. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever. Amen. Our first reading will be from Psalm 98, and our second reading will be from John 1.
First reading is Psalm 98. Sing to the Lord a new song, for he has done marvellous things. His right hand and his holy arm have worked salvation for him. The Lord has made his salvation known and revealed his righteousness to the nations. He has remembered his love and his faithfulness to Israel. All the ends of the earth have seen the salvation of our God. Shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth, burst into jubilant song with music. Make music to the Lord with the harp and the sound of singing, with trumpets and the blast of the ram's horn. Shout for joy before the Lord the King. Let the sea resound and everything in it, the world and all who live in it. Let the rivers clap their hands. Let the mountains sing together for joy. Let them sing before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the peoples with equity. Second reading, John chapter 1, verses 1 to 14. The Word became flesh. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made, and that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. there was a man sent from God whose name was John. He came as a witness to testify concerning that light, so that through him all might believe. He himself was not the light. He came only as a witness to the light. The true light that gives light to everyone was coming into the world. He was in the world, and though the world was made through him, the world did not recognize him. He came to that which was his own, but his own did not receive him. Yet to all who did receive him, to those who believed in his name, he gave the right to become children of God. Children born not of natural descent, nor of human decision or a husband's will, but born of God. The Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us. We have seen his glory, the glory of the one and only Son, who came from the Father, full of grace and truth. Amen. May God bless the reading of his holy word.
I'm very excited to show you my presents that I have received. And I'm very excited to, one thing I love about Christmas is receiving presents, but the other thing I like even more is to give presents. Okay, so I'm going to show you what I've received this Christmas. Okay, are you ready? Ready? Excited? Okay. Firstly, I received a card. This card my wife gave to me, and in that, this card, she's written some words of appreciation. And she said to me in this card, I appreciate what you do in our lives, and I love you. And that was a beautiful gift that my wife gave me as words of appreciation. This is beautiful. So I was really grateful for that wee card. Then she also gave me a book. Well, one thing I like to do is I like to read in Afrikaans. Afrikaans is my mother tongue. English is my second language. You don't really find Afrikaans books in this country. For some, I don't know how my wife done it, but she managed to get me an Afrikaans book. And the book's name is Die Waarde van Stil Bure. If you translate that, it's The Value of Quiet Neighbors. So I'm looking forward to reading this fiction. I think it's quite relevant. And another thing that you will need to know about me is I like nice things. If it blinks, I like it. Okay. And a nice thing that my mom bought me was Ego Boss spray. So it's cologne. You call this cologne? Eau de Parfum. So I'm very excited to use this. I did spray this on last night, and I think I overdone it a little bit because it was all over. Even our house still smells with this Ego Boss. So I'm very, very grateful for my spray. So if you find, you will probably smell me first, then start see me. So I'm happy to receive that. Okay. And another thing that I was very, very glad to receive from Audrey is, let me show you, it's hidden away here. Nobody is allowed to use this, just me. It's my crystal glass. So the first thing I said when I walked and preached there, I was drinking from my plastic cup. I'm like, it just won't do. It won't do. I need my crystal. So Audrey made sure that I have my crystal. So you're not allowed to use my crystal glass. Okay, I'm hiding it in that corner. Okay, so I'm very, very thankful for my crystal. As I said, I like nice things. Now I'm curious, what did you get for Christmas? Can you show me? What's that?
The thing where you can like put your hand on it, and then it's like those ball bits are trimmed nails.
Sorry about that.
Then you can like put your hand in it.
You want to come show us? Come show us. Come around to show the congregation. They want to see. Okay, so what is it?
So it's like trimmed nails, so they're not sharp. Then you can put your hand in it, and it makes like a pattern.
Okay, so what patterns can you make with it? Face? Yeah, that's very, very cool. So you can be quite creative.
Yeah.
Yeah, and what else did you get?
A new basketball.
Oh, a basketball, okay. So what do you do with that?
dribble it and shoot it.
Oh, do you have hoop. Do you have hoop at home?
Yeah.
Oh, brilliant. Can you? How many can you do in back to back?
I'm not sure.
You're not sure? Well, you can practice now. You've got a whole year to practice. Oh, brilliant. I think that's brilliant presents. And what did you get? Thank you so much. Come show us. What did you get for Christmas?
Lego.
Lego? And what do you do with Lego?
You build it, then you can play with it.
Oh, brilliant. And what type of Lego is this?
It's Star Wars.
Star Wars. You can't go wrong with Star Wars Lego. I mean, honestly, this is just brilliant. I love this. So when are you going to start?
I'm not that sure.
You're not? Not today.
You started already.
Oh, have you started? Well, you've got a whole year to build it, okay? I tell you what, you build this, you come show me afterwards.
Okay.
You've got a deal.
Yeah.
Okay? I will not forget, so you will have to come and show it to me. Okay. And what else did you get?
I got a magic 8-ball.
A magic 8-ball. So what do you do with this?
You can say what's going to happen to you, kind of. Oh, you ask a question and it'll tell you it.
I won't do that. Not in front of the congregation. Maybe I'll ask something and it will say something that won't be... wouldn't be good, but this is very, very cool. So, well, I think that's brilliant presents. What else did anyone get? Anyone want to, just to say quickly what they got for Christmas? Anyone?
A voucher.
Uh-huh.
Oh. Afternoon tea.
Afternoon tea. Oh, that's wonderful.
What did you need your necklace?
Oh, necklace. Oh, that's brilliant. That's excellent. Well, I'm glad that everybody got some presents, and. You know what? I've brought a present for the church as well. There's the present. Now, I've asked you to come and open it for me. I told them it's going to be a bomb. And as soon as they open it, the whole church will be flat. And then they said, yay, let's do it. So do you want to come forward and just then open up the present? There you go. So come open up the present. You can do it on the floor there. Okay, this is now the time for Audrey to play some exciting music. Just rip it. Will you be able to rip it? Oh dear. Come on. Be strong. Yeah, brilliant, yeah. I tell you what, the congregation will time you. 20, 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. They've done it. Well done. Well done, well done. You can just... There you go. Okay. Well done. What's that? What did the congregation get? Open it? What is it?
Bible.
It's a Bible. Thank you so much. Thank you so much. So Christmas Day, we give presents to one another. We give presents because it reminds us of the present that we received from God. And one such present that we receive from God is this book called the Bible. Now, the Bible is a very ancient book, and it's been very influential. It teaches us not to steal. It teaches us to respect one another, to respect your mom and dad. So it's a book of teaching, of guidance, but it also communicates who God is. So it's telling us, giving us the framework of who God is. And today we say that God has revealed himself in the Lord Jesus. We know this because this book is telling us about that story. And this is a gift that God has given us to read. When we read this, we start to understand who God is, and we get guidance on how to live life according to God's will. This is a present for us. This is a present for the church. So when we give presents to one another, and it's very exciting, it reminds us of this book, the Bible. And also reminds us, the book tells us, that Jesus was a gift to us. He was born into this world so that we may have life and have life in abundance. And that's a present and a gift. And what happens if we get a gift and a present? We get all excited. Like, yay, I'm getting something. Like, I've got my crystal glass. Ooh, I'm going to use it each Sunday. And I'm going to make sure everybody sees it. So it makes me excited. And that's what Christmas is all about. The birth of the Lord Jesus Christ is this exciting moment of us being joyful that God has not forgotten. God hasn't turned his back to us like this. No. God has opened up his arms and he's embracing us and saying, "You're mine. You're mine, my children. Come to me." And that gives us a sense of joy and excitement. Amen. What we'll be singing next? Away in a Manger. Let's please stand and sing Away in a Manger. But for the giving, for your gift, Lord, in the Lord Jesus. We are grateful that your word has revealed this truth to us. Thank you for this Bible, Lord, this document that's communicating to us who you are and giving us guidance in life. Thank you, Lord, that we have the opportunity to read the book so that we can come to better understanding of who you are. We acknowledge that your word was in the past, is in the present, and will still be in the future. How wonderful you are by revealing your identity to us in your written word. Thank you, Lord, that we have the freedom to read and reflect upon who you are. We admire you and we embrace the truth of you, Lord Jesus. Born into this world, revealing your grace and your mercy. We admire you and we are in awe of your power and might. Jesus, we praise you that your birth transcends all time and it unites heaven and earth, past and present. Thank you for that holy birth, that birth that reveal God to us. May we, in response to your glory, keep on praying and assessing our entire lives according to your will. Lord, inspire us this year coming that we will read your word, reflect upon your word, so that it can transform us in according to your will and according to your glory. May we start reading anew your word, which reveals the wonder and the holiness of who you are. We pray this all in the name of your Son, Jesus. Amen. Let us continue singing. Our next hymn will be In the Bleak Midwinter, 305. The offerings will now be uplifted. Lord, we dedicate these offerings to you. Bless them and may they be used to glorify your name and to build your kingdom. Then, Lord, we become aware of others who are in need, and we become aware of others who are finding themselves to be in distress or in a dark place. Lord, so much distress and conflict seems to be in the world, Lord. The media daily highlights some kind of tension somewhere on this earth, or even in our own very country. Though it may seem that this world is lost, we lift our eyes to you, Lord. We lift our eyes to you, and we proclaim that you are the ruler of all, and in you we have hope and strength. Remind us of your reign of justice and peace, O God. May we be peacemakers in this troubled world. May our lives shine the light of kindness into our neighborhoods and communities, so that people who are finding themselves in difficult circumstances, that they can see hope and love through how we live. May our hands reach out to the lost and the lonely. Teach us to walk in your light. There is so much broken in the world due to the wasteland of sin. Help us to keep our minds fixed on you as we plead for mercy and grace. We pray for struggling families in a time of financial hardship during this cold winter. With your coming, Lord, there is and will be hope for us. May we, through how we live, demonstrate and show that hope. Reveal, Lord, your truth and shining light, so that we may follow your will and live our lives according to your order. May we live as children of the light. And may we be bearers of that Christ child. May we demonstrate that love and dearness. We think of those in darkness and we remember people we know need prayer and support. Lord, in this few moments we bring those people that's in our minds and in our hearts to you. Lord, we stand and gaze and see your love. We see your love revealed in the Christ child. With Mary and Joseph, with the shepherds, with friends, neighbors, and strangers, we offer now our hearts and our whole life to you. We commit now afresh to work to make your kingdom come. Lord, whatever lies ahead for us, teach us, Lord. Teach us to always walk in truth and in light. We pray this all in the name of your Son. Amen. We will be singing our last hymn, and that will be, O Come, All Ye Faithful. And rightly so, I would say this is one of my favorite hymns, so please enjoy. In the presence of the Holy Spirit, may the peace of God, which is beyond all understanding, guard your hearts and your thoughts in Christ Jesus.